when you talk about the overspending, people see a massive bill. I think the 2014 bill was slated at roughly, I want to say, $900 billion over 5 years. No, it was $750 billion. It's roughly $150 billion a year. 80% of that is nutritional programs. That's what it was slated at, but it came in almost $100 billion less than what it was predicted to be. So it had saved money in the process, and our goal is to keep saving money because of the state of our debt right now. We're at $21 trillion. And the disconnect comes out because politics gets played. You know, they'll talk about how, you know, people are getting all these freebies on the nutritional side, and then this side over here that was trying to preserve the food stamp programs, which we're all trying to preserve. We just want it to go to the people that truly need it. They'll attack the subsidies that farmers are getting. And, yeah, there is some abuse over here. So what we want to do is get rid of any of the fraud that's in any of these and then have the money for the integrity of the Farm Bill program. Allow for the risk mitigation tools like crop insurance so that farmers can continue to plant, but also take care of the people that can't take care of themselves. And if you look at the original mandate of the SNAP program, it was meant to be temporary. It was meant to not make people whole, but to make sure people had food. And being a recipient of food stamps in my early age, I know the importance of those programs. But I also know the importance and the value of getting a job, and that's what this bill does. And so the public disconnect is, number one, is I don't think they understand the program. And then when the politics get played that say, you know, they want to throw people off of food stamps. No, we don't. We want people to be educated in a better-paying job, to be self-sufficient, and we'll help you do that. And that part doesn't get played out there.